Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something, inspired by the moth, seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 15th, 2011 at the Missoula Art Museum and features six storytellers telling a story based upon the theme Dear Diary, which ties into the art exhibit that was a fictionalized account of the Lost Journals of Sacagawea by artists Deborah Magpie Earling and Peter Rutledge Koch. This week's story comes from Kyle McAfee and is titled My Remote Control Has a Black Belt in Karate. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. It's partially afraid slash wishing that I would trip on the way up here and somehow impale myself on the microphone and not have to do this. But I do like Michael Douglas movies. He used to be my spirit animal, so. So in my life, I've had two black eyes. Now I kind of look like a fighter, so. But the first one was really dumb. I was like 16 or 17, and I had a remote control for the TV that I like to spin in my hand a lot. And one day it just hit me in the eye. So that was pretty cool to explain to people. But the second one was actually kind of cool. I was 18, and I had just been dumped by a woman that was 10 years my senior, which I thought was a pretty big coup. Not getting dumped, but having the relationship in the first place. And so I was pretty depressed from that. And I was coming off that depression and went to a party with my friend. And it was a winter solstice party. And he took us to the party with a bunch of his older sister's friends who, anyway, they all kind of knew that I had been in this relationship and they were all friends with her and in her age group. And so that being said, one of his sister's friends was really hot. And I was like, I totally got this. But I didn't. She had a boyfriend. But anyway, she was really cool. We went up to the party and we were all drinking and I got to flirting with her, and which wasn't totally inappropriate. It was pretty blatant flirting. And we were just talking and she kind of playfully pushes me and I'm like, playfully push her back. And she just punches me in the face. And it turns out she was a black belt in karate, and it was an instant reflex for her to punch me in the face for playfully shoving her. And so I managed to hold it together while she took me over to the snowbank and was putting snow on my eye. And all of a sudden I just start crying, just bawling. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I know you're going through a hard time. And I was like, can I kiss you? And so we totally ended up making out. And as I have a swollen eye and tears all over my face, huge turn on for women. And her boyfriend was there, but I don't think he saw this going on unless they had some kind of implicit arrangement where she ended up punching so many boys in the face that he was like, yeah, you got to go make out with them to make up for it. but I don't think so. He didn't see it. But it was awesome. And I was totally instantly in love with her, which is sad and kind of psychologically fucked up, I think, So yeah, and then went home the next day and had to explain I'd been hit in the face by a girl. And after a while, I kind of didn't want to explain the whole thing, so I just would say that I hit myself in the face with my remote control again. So that's it. I know it was pretty short, but thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the Missoula community and the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana. More at montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Missoula Art Museum, free expression, free admission. More at missoulaartmuseum.org. Deborah Magpie Earling for sharing her story and for the inspiration for this quarter's theme with her exhibit, The Lost Journals of Sacagawea, with photo interventions by Peter Rutledge Koch. Josh Quick, illustration and design. Josh Quick, who designed the posters for this event. More at quickjosh.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. More at garagetees.net. Rockin' Rudy's, for providing the timekeeping gong, great music, great people, your home for music, gifts, and more. Rockin'Rudy's.com. Jess Millette for her help with timekeeping during this event. Nick Shantz for his help restoring the site when the servers crashed. The next Tell Us Something podcast will be posted next week on Tell Us Something Tuesday. Like us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, or at tellussomething.org. The next Tell Us Something event is scheduled for March 7th at the Top Hat, and the theme is Rites of Passage. Everyone has a story. What's yours?